Today's devotional is based on Romans 2, verses 12 to 24, and it was written by Chaplain Nicholas Stavland. Paul wrote in Romans 2 that there were some Gentiles who instinctively did what the law required. Apparently, these outsiders had the law of the insiders, the chosen people, bubbling up in their gut, overflowing in their behavior. The requirements of the Mosaic law were, in Paul's words, written on their hearts. Presumably, they were never taught this stuff in a classroom. Yet, despite their disposition as outsiders and their dispossession of the law, their conscience bore witness to the light of God. In the spring of 2017, while the battle for Western Mosul continued to grow increasingly violent, I saw an ISIS fighter surrender to an Iraqi military officer. Months earlier, members of this Iraqi officer's family were murdered as they tried to flee invading ISIS fighters. Surprisingly, the Iraqi officer grabbed the dejected ISIS fighter by his shoulders, looked him in the eyes, and prayed that God's peace would reign in the man's heart. He didn't punch him, he didn't shoot him, he prayed for him. I think I saw the light of God that day, not in an Anglican or Presbyterian, but in an Iraqi army officer whose heart was broken from the violence of war. Perhaps this is what Paul was pointing to. Doers of the law of God are everywhere, even in the most surprising of places. Let us pray. O God, with you is the well of life. And in your light we see light. Quench our thirst with living water, and flood our darkened minds with heavenly light. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever, we pray. Amen.